With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. The McFarland City Council on Thursday voted in favor of a plan by the GEO Group to expand the company's for-profit detention centers in the small farming town. Despite calls to postpone the meeting, FM 89's Madi Bolaños reports one council member says the decision was rushed due to the town's financial situation.
Councilmember Rafael Melendez says, like many others, he wanted to know why the city rushed to a meeting that would impact much of the community. The
manager replied that of urgency, financial urgencies, that, it was necessary to move forward. So, you know, of course, we can start receiving funds. Is that a valid answer? I don't know, but it's the answer that we received.
And Melendez chose to vote in favor of the plan, making the decision unanimous. Maria Albundiz, a resident activist, says she's frustrated with the council's decision, but will continue to fight for the majority of the town's residents who fought to keep GEO out. I'm hopeful that if we can do anything now, well, the November elections are coming up, so now we focus on activating the community to go out and vote to get those people out of city council. The town's two empty state prisons will be repurposed into annexes for the Mesa Verde Detention Center with an additional 1,400 beds. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Madi Bolaños.